What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Mylène Riobé, and thanks for joining me today on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD.
Today, I'm going to discuss with you why everything we think we know about cancer is wrong. And we'll talk about how to keep your loved ones and yourself from having to find a cure. Cancer is undoubtedly one of the scariest words in the English language, and with good reason. We're led to believe that it's a random monster that seeks out its hapless victims and attacks when they least expect it. In this special report, we're going to clobber cancer. It's not a scary monster, but a parasite. And the more you can strengthen your body, the more you can learn about this condition, the more you can prevent it. Today, we'll learn about why pretty much everything we think we know about cancer is wrong and how this is causing a disease that should be rare to be rampant with no end in sight, despite moonshots, calls for cures, national awareness months, billions of dollars in fundraising, and more. In 2014, a monumentally important thing happened in this integrative and holistic medicine was finally formally accepted by the medical establishment as a formal medical specialty. Why? Because there's an overwhelming body of scientific data showing that it works. Integrative medicine focuses on finding the root causes of symptoms and conditions to restore body function to normal. We use safe, natural, and effective methods. As a result, integrative medicine is much more relevant in the discussion of cancer than our conventional medical model. Cancer is rampant simply because we're looking in all the wrong places for a cure, when our focus needs to be its prevention. Integrative medicine excels at prevention. That's what we do. We find root causes and we treat them. If you have symptoms without a condition yet, we prevent that condition by helping you resolve your symptoms because we find the cause of your symptoms. Conventional medicine doesn't even talk about prevention. I'll explain why here today. I'm a double board certified medical doctor in the fields of integrative medicine and OBGYN. I also have a special training for 5 years with over 1,000 hours of additional training and a voluntary 2-year internship. Traditional Chinese medicine is a very elegant and complex system of medicine that's thousands and thousands of years old. We don't do it justice here in the United States. And as a medical doctor, I could have taken a really quick course and do maybe 100 hours of additional training before I'd be able to go ahead and treat patients with this very powerful system. 100 hours just isn't enough. 1,000 hours wasn't even enough. I'm still learning every single day. So this allows me to have my feet firmly planted on both sides of this discussion as an integrative holistic medical doctor and as a conventional medical doctor. This gives me a unique perspective that a vast majority of doctors don't have, medical doctors in the United States, let alone medical doctors who have extensively studied traditional Chinese medicine. Being able to see conditions from multiple perspectives gives me a very profound view into diseases that I'm sharing with you today. Today, we're particularly interested in cancer. So what we're going to talk about today is really just the start. Cancer is a very complex condition. What we're talking about today presents just the basics, so you can have a really solid beginning from which to work to prevent this condition. And if you've already been diagnosed with this condition, the same things we do to prevent it are very, very similar to the things we do to successfully treat it so that you don't have a recurrence. So we're going to talk about today is, first of all, what's going on? We'll explain where we are in our current battle to deal with cancer and why a cure isn't on the horizon as we're led to believe. Next, we'll talk about 5 crazy things we believe about cancer. Turns out that if we're told things enough times, with enough authority, we start to believe them, even if they're ridiculous. I fell into this trap as a medical school student and medical resident. It wasn't until I was so frustrated at being essentially useless to my patients that I started questioning what I learned and decided to abandon ship and look for real solutions to the chronic conditions and symptoms my patients had. I'll explain five things we've been led to believe about cancer and offer a more logical alternative narrative, and I'll let you be the judge of which makes more sense. Next, we'll talk about how did we get here? In this part, I'll explain how we came to believe these crazy things that we do. We don't come to our beliefs about diseases randomly. Next, we'll talk about how do we get out of here? In this section, I'll offer some logical alternatives to start a path to preventing cancer. And lastly, how do we stay out of here? In this section, we'll talk about steps to keep yourself on a good path in preventing cancer. My patient I'll call Mindy came to see me after her diagnosis of breast cancer was already looming. I found a lump on her breast on the very first examination at my office. This lump unfortunately proved to be cancer. Mindy opted out of chemotherapy and radiation. She decided to take a more natural route with integrative medicine. We dove very deeply into the underlying causes of her diagnosis. She had had a long-standing history of fibrocystic breast disease. Her mammogram reports showed densities and limited views were fatigue and alternating loose stools with constipation. She had no breast symptoms at all. Her gastrointestinal evaluation and colonoscopy by conventional medical standards were normal, but my integrative medical evaluation of Mindy found significant gaps, resulting in numerous deficits. In other words, her gut simply was working to allow nutrients into her body, and she was basically starving herself. Mindy was a walking toxin factory because of this, and she didn't even know it. I could tell she was toxic because in my evaluation, her tongue was dark red with a very dirty, greasy coating, and her pulse was very thin and wiry, which is a sign of stress in the system and toxicity. This was determined using traditional Chinese medicine. We wouldn't really be able to know these things without the use of traditional Chinese medicine. We would be stabbing in the dark for months, if not years. We got to work clearing out toxins and replacing much needed nutrients while correcting malabsorption. Now, mind you, with all natural products, because with a cancer diagnosis, you don't want to be pouring more toxins into us, makes it an even more uphill battle. So Mindy opted for high-dose vitamin C therapies in addition to IV nutrient therapies so she could replenish her nutrients and kill cancer cells at the same time. We did this intravenously because her gut wasn't working. And with high-dose vitamin C, you have to do it intravenously. It doesn't work orally, even with a good gastrointestinal system. So we balanced her hormones by treating her thyroid and supporting her adrenal is our strength system. If Mindy does have a recurrence, we'll have a huge head start to successfully treat her. But since we're actively surveilling the causes of her cancer, I'm confident she won't have a recurrence. Mindy's all in. She really trusts integrative medicine. She's been a believer for years. So we have a solid plan that she's following, and she's a huge self-advocate. So she does her research. She looks around. She asks questions. She's very curious. This has been helpful in regaining control over her health and being well. So now she's thriving, she's happy, and she's confident that she'll get this. Keep in mind, there are no guarantees in life. So some conditions are beyond our control, even when we do everything right. But the vast majority of illness can be successfully prevented. And that should be our sole focus so that we can protect the 6 out of 10 people who've not yet been plagued with this very preventable condition. In finding logical means of preventing cancer, we will also come upon its cure once and for all. For to cure something, you must first understand it and know its causes. In knowing and addressing its causes, you are essentially preventing it in those who don't have it, as well as curing it, as in the case of Mindy, in those already afflicted. So what is going on? Why are we inundated with cancer? Why are 4 out of 10 people walking around in the streets having to deal with this diagnosis? The quick and dirty answer to this question, as far as cancer is concerned, is that we're lost and we're digging a deeper hole fast. A wise being once said, the first thing you do when you find yourself in a deep hole is you stop digging. The rate of cancer in the U.S. is rapidly approaching 42%. That's 4 out of every 10 people having a diagnosis of cancer, and there's nothing on the horizon to stop it from going even higher. That's nuts by anyone's criteria. We're digging a hole as deep as a crater trying to find a cure when the solution is to prevent the disease in the first place. Let's think about what finding a cure even means. You cure something once you've got it. That basically means we're saying it's okay to wait for cancer to happen, then we'll attempt to cure it. If that's not nuts, I don't know what is. Finding a cure means you're willing to wait until you're diagnosed, suffer the psychologically devastating trauma of hearing the word cancer and your name in the same sentence, and then frantically trying different so-called cures that cause hair loss, vomiting, fatigue, nerve damage, and brain fog, hoping you'll kill enough cancer cells that cancer tests give you a false sense of looking over your shoulder for life, hoping it doesn't come back. I don't know about you, but I'd rather pass on that nightmare. Today, I'll detail how you can start protecting yourself from having to find a cure at all. Of course, this is no guarantee, and this is no guarantee you'll never have a diagnosis of cancer, since we don't know where we're starting out. If you've already got the seeds planted, like Mindy did when she walked in, we're no longer preventing. Now we need a different strategy, which I'll also address today. So before we embark on trying to prevent a disease, we need to know what this mysterious disease is that we're trying to avoid. The word cancer is used frequently with little to no understanding of what it actually is. You can't have something you don't understand. So developing a basic idea of what cancer is critical to its prevention. Cancer is one cell among up to 50 to 100 trillion cells that decides it's not going to die. This cell basically loses its ability to die. Our cells are born, they reproduce themselves, and then they die, and they're recycled from the body. This process is critical to proper body function. Cells can only live so long because they're incessantly working 24/7, year after year, decade after decade, with no breaks. So they must be replaced very frequently for our systems to function normally. Only heart cells are permanent and never replaced, and that's why having a heart attack can be fatal. Those cells that are not functioning properly in the heart don't get replaced, and they eventually stop working as blood flow diminishes and eventually stops. That's a heart attack. All the rest of our cells have to get replaced. So some of them are replaced in a few hours, depending on how much they're used. Some of them are replaced every few years. They're very tightly controlled processes that assure your cells are properly reproduced and die. These are controlled by genes, as are all of our body functions. Now, this does not mean that cancer is genetic. We'll get to that in a bit. If your cells aren't healthy, because they're full of toxins that get in the way of their functions and they're missing critical nutrients to power their functions, genes get damaged. And if those critical genes happen to be the one, you've got yourself a cancer diagnosis. The critical takeaway here is that genes are damaged by toxins and nutrient deficiencies. This is not a genetic problem. This is an environmental problem. In other words, the environment around the gene was toxic and the gene got damaged. Now you have an immortal cell floating around in the body. The body's smart. It has a backup system for rogue cells that won't die. It's called the immune system. You have billions of immune cells surveilling the body for unwanted guests. Cancer cells have a well-defined way of announcing themselves that are easily recognized by a functioning immune system. Cancer cells just aren't that bright. But if your immune cells are also full of toxins or missing critical nutrients they need to function, then they don't kill that cancer cell like they should. And that cancer cell just sits around using up energy and slowly reproducing itself. Cells are tiny, invisible things. So for a cancer to be detectable, it takes several years from the time it forms. It slowly grows from one single invisible cell to billions of cells. Now we can see the cancer on a mammogram or a CAT scan. We may also be able to feel the cancer, as in Mindy's case, if it's close to the surface of the body. But it takes billions of cells to be able to feel the cancer or see it with our currently available technology. And these billions of cells now refuse energy. So kills cancer patients is starvation. The cancer uses up so much energy, there's none left for the patient. Cancer is basically a disease of toxins and poor nutrition leading to gene damage in an immortal cell that slowly reproduces itself until it takes over and kills its victim. Cancer is not a genetic disease in the vast majority of cases. Although the gene damage is the final step before the diagnosis is made, it is the result of the toxins and poor nutrition, not the cause of the cancer. I can't stress this point enough because this is why we're digging ourselves into a very deep crater trying to find a cure that we won't find with this particular path. Believing that cancer is genetic is one of the main reasons we're digging a hole. So what is a genetic disease? Genetic diseases are diseases we're born with. Mutated genes passed on by our mother, our father, or both. Sickle cell disease, which is a serious blood disorder, is a good example. Children whose parents each pass on a sickle cell gene develop sickle cell disease no matter what. There's nothing we can do to prevent this disease because the genes are mutated, not damaged. A mutation is an evolutionary adaptation that permanently changes the genetic code. This is different from gene damage. Gene damage can actually be reversed, whereas a mutation can't be reversed. No matter how well that child eats, no matter how much outstanding health care he or she receives, that child has sickle cell disease. And now they can pass on that mutated gene to their offspring. That's a true genetic disease. Gene mutations are responsible for only 3 to 5% of all diseases, including cancer. So that means that 95 to 97% of cancers are environmental, caused by toxins and nutrient deficits that cause gene damage. So we're going to go a little bit into the five crazy things that we believe about cancer. The first thing we believe about cancer is that it's genetic. What we must know about cancer is that it's environmental, and we just talked about that. The second crazy thing we believe about what we must know about cancer is that it's just too damn common. Three to four out of every 10 people, whether related to you or not, has cancer. So it's just extremely common. We're going to go into the third, fourth, and fifth crazy thing we believe about cancer when we come back to this from this commercial break. So thank you for listening. And we are here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. We welcome your questions at area code 833-220-1200. Give us a call. We'd love to hear your comments and questions. And we'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobay, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobayintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
What if everything we've experienced is but a pale image of what human life could become? It's now time to bring forward a new set of guidelines to live by, a vision of what human life was meant to be. The Second Genesis Awakening, with your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, and intuitive facilitator, will share insights and understandings interwoven with lots of stories from people just like you and I who have longed for and begun this evolutionary shift of how life works.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Join me every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com. The show airs at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time. See you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, and thank you for joining me here today. We're live October 30th, clobbering cancer. Why is finding a cure really what we should be doing? We welcome you here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. We are the media partner of the Omega Institute. We're here live every Tuesday, every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. And we have our archive shows on every second and fourth Tuesday. Today we have a special edition. Clobbering cancer, is finding a cure really what we should be doing? So in our last segment, we talked about the first two crazy things we believe about cancer. We're going to go right into the third crazy thing, which is that cancer can't be prevented. It's just random. What we must know about cancer is that there's nothing random about it, and it can definitely be prevented. I about fell out of my chair when I read a report earlier this year published by Johns Hopkins University suggesting that cancer is random and just luck of the draw, like Russian roulette. When we stop looking at cancer as a genetic disease and start looking at it for what it is, an environmental disease, we begin to see a path of formation that leads in a very organized and methodical way to a cancer diagnosis. There's nothing random about what toxins do to our cells. We know what they do. They cause extensive damage to our cells' ability to make their energy and perform their functions. These same toxins damage our mitochondria inside our cells. These are the very delicate systems inside of each and every one of the cells in our bodies that are responsible for making not only the energy to power those cells, but mitochondria also house critical genes that our cells use to reproduce and die. Mitochondria are delicate and unprotected inside our cells. This is because nature didn't anticipate an onslaught of toxins like what we've seen since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. We've devised new and creative ways to make poisons like never before. And these poisons are finding their way into our bodies via water, soil, and direct contact. These toxins then easily access the mitochondria, among other cell systems, and wreak havoc. It's simply a matter of time before the genes that are responsible for cell death are impacted and damaged. Toxins also create nutrient deficits by causing significant energy drains in the body as it desperately tries to rid itself of these poisons. Just like the body automatically causes you to vomit if you ingest poison, the liver, the skin, and the gastrointestinal systems have ways to get toxins out. The latest studies are confirming that we're exposed to at least 200 cancer-causing poisons every single day in our homes. The list compiled by the American Cancer Society keeps growing because they simply don't have the people and the resources to keep up with the toxins and poisons they're having to analyze. Each time this list is published, it gets longer. When we choose to look at cancer for what it is, we'll see that it's anything but random. It has nothing to do with luck or lack of it, and everything to do with how we process and remove toxins from our bodies before they cause that critical gene damage. Cancer prevention begins with a real understanding of the causes of cancer, because to prevent something, you have to know its cause. You can't prevent something whose cause you don't know. If you don't know that burns are caused by really hot things, you won't be able to prevent burns. If you never make the connection, you'll keep getting burned, plain and simple. The fourth crazy thing we think we know about cancer is, once my cancer markers and tests are normal, I no longer have cancer. What we must know about cancer is that these same tests and cancer markers took 7 or more years to find your cancer. You can't rely on them to tell you it's gone. Many cancer patients are shocked when their cancer comes back years after their treatment ends. I challenge you to think critically about this. Our current technologies can only detect a cancer that contains billions of cells and that has been in the making for up to 7 to 10 years. Why are we relying on these same lousy tests to tell us we no longer have cancer? A shocking example of this occurred just a couple weeks ago when Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen died of a cancer he was told was cured years before. This is one of the main reasons I don't rely on traditional cancer markers in testing at the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine. Advanced cancer markers used by integrative medical doctors detect cancers years before traditional markers and are much better for surveillance of cancer for recurrences. The fifth crazy thing we think we know about cancer, once we kill those cancer cells, we've treated the cause of the cancer. What we must know about cancer is that we continually and systematically fail to even look for the causes of the cancer because we believe it's genetic and that nothing can be done about genes. It's precisely because we fail to look for the true causes of cancer that it comes back eventually in most patients, even years after they're cured. If you have a hole in your oil tank in your car, your warning light will come on over and over again, even if you fill it with more oil. You can even blow up your engine, since these holes don't tend to get smaller, but rather bigger over time. When you decide to find the cause and repair the oil tank before your engine blows, you'll save yourself a lot of headache. This is not unlike cancer. If we keep finding and curing cancer, it'll just keep coming back until we decide to find and treat the causes. Not only do the cures for cancer cause more cancer, but when the causes are left unchecked and are not repaired, this produces a type of double whammy that almost guarantees another diagnosis. We know that gene damage can be repaired by the immune system. We've had overwhelming evidence of this for over 50 years, and it's taught in medical school. Gene repair is one of the immune system's main functions, in fact. So repairing the systems that are responsible for gene repair reverse this gene damage. This goes a long way towards preventing yet another devastating diagnosis. So how did we get here? How did we come to believe these crazy things about cancer that we know aren't really true? This goes back to the purpose of our conventional medical system in the West. Our purpose and reason for existence is to diagnose and treat disease, and herein lies our biggest problem. To diagnose a disease, you have to wait for it. Wait for it, like those bad jokes where you're told you have to wait for it. And then you get to the punchline and you're supposed to get a good laugh. The only problem here is cancer's no joke and isn't something we should be waiting for to diagnose. The paradigm of this conventional medical model is the diagnosis of disease to prevent death from diseases. Nowhere does it say we prevent diseases. In fact, it's not taught in medical school or residency training. That's not to say that some schools aren't catching up and realizing the mess we're in, but most practicing doctors graduated from medical schools where the notion of preventing disease just wasn't taught, period. If the very foundation of a system is flawed, it stands to reason that everything that comes from that flawed thinking will be equally flawed. If the foundation of your home is cracked, fixing the roof tiles that keep cracking as a result won't do much. You'll go through a bunch of roof tiles and perhaps a massive flood. The solution is to either fix the foundation or move to another house. That's what I did. I moved to another house, the House of Integrative Medicine, the new medicine for today's patients' needs. Our conventional medical model is outdated and obsolete, except in a very few cases where the patient has a life-threatening acute illness, like a heart attack or appendicitis, for example. And given that its belief in its foundation is so entrenched, it's unlikely to change anytime soon. The field of integrative medicine, now formally accepted as a medical specialty since 2014 by the American Board of Physician Specialties, is where prevention of disease and the treatment of true underlying causes of disease are at the forefront. This is why I moved into a new house with a solid foundation over 13 years ago and never looked back, which leads to the next section.
How do we get out of here? So how do we get out of here? So here's the meat and potatoes. Steps to take now to reduce your cancer risk burden. Number one on this list is to detox your home. The biggest source of toxins and cancer-causing poisons is our home. So in addition to having a cracked foundation, you may also be swimming in poison. The American Cancer Society publishes an annual report on what they call carcinogens, or products, toxins, and poisons known to cause cancer. This list is very, very long and full of unpronounceable things that number in the hundreds. It's very confusing to look at, but if you'd like to see it, you can go to cancer.org and find this list. Don't be confused by this list. The main point here is that those items with unpronounceable names are in most of the unnatural products you'll find in your home and your immediate environment. Getting rid of all toxins is nearly impossible and takes a lot of time. The goal here is to reduce the burden enough that your body can rid itself of toxins without being overwhelmed. The easiest thing is to start getting rid of anything that's unnatural in your home and replacing each item with a more eco-friendly product. You'll probably have a cavernous hole in most of your cabinets, since most household products are unnatural. From soaps, shampoos, lotions, beauty products, hair products, down to pesticides and weed killers. Even the flame retardant in your couch is toxic. Even natural products like foods are rendered artificial and toxic by the pesticides used to grow them. The Environmental Working Group does extensive research into household toxins and tests various items and brands to notify the public of which are safe and which should be avoided. I highly recommend you use this website to find safe alternatives for the toxins in your home. They also have an app you can use when you're out shopping looking for better options. So start with the stuff you go through quickly, use the most, and will likely need to replace soon. So number one is dish and laundry detergent. Hygiene products like soaps, skin lotions, deodorant, perfumes. Hair care products including shampoos, conditioner, coloring, relaxers, perms, makeup. Countertop cleaners, furniture cleaners. Foods that are on the dirty dozen list of the Environmental Working Group are important to get out of your home as well. Their website is www.ewg.org. Air conditioning filters. You'll want to get HEPA filters, filters that take out very small fine particles and toxins from your air, and you'll want to change these very frequently. Dry clean clothing. A lot of chemicals used for dry cleaning are highly toxic. Pesticides and weed killers that are used around your home. Artificial multivitamins and supplements. There's no requirement for the labeling of multivitamins and supplements as artificial. So what I recommend is looking at the inactive ingredients or other ingredients that are below the ingredients label. If they contain a bunch of unpronounceable garbage, get rid of them. Next on the list, air fresheners. Use essential oils instead, and wax candles. A lot of those are made from artificial waxes and are highly, highly toxic. You might even want to start a little worksheet. You can write down the items that you found that are unnatural, and then to their right, you can write down what you found that are safer when you did your research. Reading labels is critical when looking for safe products. Sometimes a toxic ingredient isn't really the main ingredient or the so-called active ingredient. It's actually the inactive or other ingredient whose importance is diminished by placing it in other less important boxes below the label. One of the most toxic parts of a product could be in the inactive or other ingredients list that's often ignored. The most poignant example of this is Roundup, which was recently found to be the cause of a groundskeeper's fatal cancer diagnosis. All the attention is being focused on the main ingredient or the active ingredient in this weed killer called glyphosate. The maker of Roundup correctly defends itself by stating that glyphosate has not been found to be a significant cause of cancer. And this statement's essentially true. But Roundup was found guilty of causing cancer. So why? Because the actual killer in this case is not the main or active ingredient. The fatal toxin is found in the inactive or other ingredient, which is called polyethoxylated taloamine. I'll say that 5 times fast. So we have an acronym for it, POEA. So while everyone is incorrectly focused on the active ingredient, the makers of Roundup get to successfully defend themselves in public because the active ingredient isn't the problem. So you have to read those other or inactive ingredients lists in every product you buy. If you can't pronounce it, put it down. If you really want a good laugh, call the manufacturer and ask what these other ingredients are and why they're in their products. As a rule of thumb, the inactive or inert ingredients list should be very short, maybe 2 or 3 ingredients, which you can pronounce for the most part. Usually, if there are 5 to 10 or more, many of them will be artificial and toxic, and you will want to avoid these brands. So expect this process to take a while. Our homes are so inundated with toxins that removing and replacing them with safer options is something we have to do daily and consistently to be vigilant about what we permit in our homes. It's not something to fear, but to simply be aware of.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows on the first and third mornings when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RyobeIntegrativeMedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. I'm your host, Dr. Milen, and today we're finishing up our 3-part series on clobbering cancer and asking if the cure is really what we should be looking for. For more information, I invite you to visit our website at ryobeintegrativemedicine.com. Ryobe is spelled R-I-O, B as in boy, E as in Edward. We'd love to hear from you today. We're live on October 30th. Give us a call at area code 833-220-1200. So we're up to our last section today. How do we stay out of here? So we've learned about how to think about cancer differently, looking at its real causes, and understanding why our medical community is not really looking in the right place by looking for a cure. We don't want to wait for cancer to attack so that we can try and cure it. We want to head it off at the pass. So wellness is a verb. Prevention is also a verb. These are not passive and random qualities that we either have or don't have. They're qualities that we maintain actively each and every day. Being healthy implies doing something to be in and stay in that state. Often people believe that once they feel better or get out of danger, they can relax and become passive. Cancer prevention does not work that way. There are active toxins in our environment at all times. And in order to prevent cancer, we too must be active in our quest. Now, that doesn't mean that we stress out. It doesn't mean that we fear the cancer. It just means that we develop an awareness. We develop an awareness of what this condition actually is and how we prevent it. And how each and every day we can do little things that keep us healthy, that keep us preventing things that we don't want to experience. It doesn't have to be exhausting or a daunting task. It's an awareness that we possess. Being a student of true prevention is your most powerful tool to stay aware and be well. True prevention consists of basically two things. One, strengthening your body with the right ingredients to escort toxins out. And two, removing your toxic burden from your home, food supply, and body. If your body is strengthened with the right nutrients, your detoxification systems will be stronger as well, and toxins that may linger in your body can be removed successfully. When the body is weak, toxins linger and cause damage. Remember, this is one of the main causes of cancer, damage to your genes. My patients are often surprised that just by correcting nutrient deficits, we're able to get metals like mercury out of their system, arsenic, and other things without requiring special techniques or chelation therapies. This is because the body has these built-in systems already in place. And the toxins that we're exposed to each and every day break these systems and allow these toxins to linger where they're not welcome. So two methods we have to strengthen the body is restoring the gastrointestinal system. The gastrointestinal system, or the GI system, is the critical system to allow healthy nutrients into your body to strengthen it and remove toxins. Some signs of gastrointestinal abnormalities can be bloating after meals, nausea, heartburn, loose stools, or constipation. If you remember our patient that I called Mindy, she had some loose stools and constipation. And that preceded her cancer diagnosis by many years. So her gut wasn't working for a really long time. Another obvious sign is fatigue, despite eating properly. So if you're eating well and you're doing all the right things, but you're tired all the time, that's a sign that you're not getting enough nutrition into the body to keep up with your demand. So this is a sign that the gastrointestinal system is broken. So restoring the gastrointestinal system can help remove obstacles to strengthening your body with critical nutrients. And that helps to keep it healthy and remove toxins. If you have signs of gastrointestinal abnormalities, that's the first thing on the list that has to be fixed. It's also important to have your routine screening exams, including colonoscopy. Once these are completed, you can then use an integrative medicine approach for GI restoration, or as they're being completed as well. The underlying causes can then be identified and successfully treated naturally. So in Mindy's case, her colonoscopies were always normal. Her tests were always normal from a conventional medicine standpoint. It wasn't until we looked through an integrative medicine lens that we found that her gut was a disaster area. She was not absorbing. She had tremendous inflammation in her gut. She had infections in her gut. None of these things can be found with conventional testing. So you have to commit to great health. Number two, you have to replace nutrient deficits. The vast majority of Americans have multiple nutrient deficits. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, proteins, and fats. They're all key ingredients to proper body function and the removal of toxins from the body. We should get these from our food choices, but given the lack of nutrition in today's foods, and the rampant nature of gastrointestinal disorders, it's very common to be short on needed ingredients in the form of nutrients. So determining your needs is a critical step to making sure you're getting the right stuff into your body. Again, conventional testing does not give us this information, unfortunately. So we can go and get blood work, and we might get our vitamin D level checked, we might get our B12 level checked. We might even get our folic acid levels checked with blood work. Of course, there aren't only three vitamins in the body. There are many, many more vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, and the conventional blood work that we get simply does not have the technology to check for this. So again, that brings us back to integrative medicine, where we do have metabolic and very cutting-edge, easily accessible testing that will tell us up to 33 different nutrient deficits that we would not otherwise know that we had. So you have to know this information if you're really serious about being healthy. So finding out your personal and unique needs with a simple blood test that then looks inside your cells for the nutrient requirements is a really quick way to figure out what you need. Then you can determine what supplements and foods you need to increase in your diet to make sure you're getting all of the key ingredients for proper body function and toxin removal. So the second part of this is you have to remove toxins, right? We have to get rid of the toxic burden. And as I've outlined today, we're surrounded by over 200 cancer-causing toxins every day. And that list is growing fast. So we're actually surrounded by thousands of toxins every day. It's just that 200 of them have been shown to cause cancer so far. So it's important to gauge if our efforts are actually working. You don't want to just do detox programs randomly and blindly, not knowing if they're actually doing anything for you. So it's important to gauge your efforts by testing. You have to know, what was my toxic burden before I did this particular program, and what is it now? And you have to see that you've made progress, because if you haven't made progress, you've not reduced your cancer risk. So again, in the field of integrative medicine, we do have this type of testing available that's just not available with our conventional model. So you can find out about being exposed to plastics. You can find out about being exposed to fake estrogens. You can find out a lot of information, being exposed to heavy metals, all kinds of toxins that we're exposed to each and every day. This testing is available in the integrative medicine field. And then you can have an idea of whether or not your detoxification program is working. So testing is really, really important. Winging it with symptoms just does not work. You know, again, Mindy did not have symptoms of cancer when she came to see me. So symptoms don't work to prevent anything. Symptoms are a very important defense mechanism for our bodies to tell us when things are wrong, but they're not specific enough to tell us exactly what is wrong. And so we have to do strategic testing to know exactly where we are, where we need to get, and if we got there properly. It's like a GPS system. If you want to go from New York to California, you've got to have the map. You've got to have your trip planned out. You know, and you have to confirm you're actually in California when you stop driving, right? So the same thing happens here. You have to confirm that you got where you wanted to go successfully. And that's where testing comes in. So again, we got three steps. You have to get your gut working. You have to know what your toxic burden is. You have to find out what those things are in your home. And we gave you a list today. You can always listen to the archives. You can call the office or email us for more information as well. But you've got to get critical toxins out of your home. You have to find out if they've made their way into your body, and you have to have a strategic plan. But detoxing your home is probably the best advice you can get. And again, I can repeat that list for you. But you want to start with dish and laundry detergent, hygiene products, hair products, your makeup, your cleaning products. Go check out the Environmental Working Group. Look at their Dirty Dozen list. Strawberries have topped the list 3 years in a row as the most toxic food you can buy. So make sure that if you're buying strawberries, they're organic. They also have a Clean 15 group if you want to know which foods are the safest to eat. Now, of course, we can't just eat 15 foods. We have to eat a varied diet. But this is a good starting point so you know what's safe and what's not safe. If you avoid the Dirty Dozen, you're going to go a long way towards eating a healthier, cleaner diet. Change those air conditioner filters. Get HEPA filters. Make sure you clean them according to the manufacturer's recommendations, which is usually about every 3 months. Pesticides and weed killers. You can use diatomaceous earth as a natural pesticide. You can use concentrated vinegar as a weed killer. Things are much safer to use around your home. Watch those labels. Read those inactive ingredients, those other ingredients. That's where the pay dirt is. You will find more poisons in the inactive ingredients than you will on the label. If you see things you can't pronounce, put the bottle down. A board-certified integrative medical doctor can give you very precise recommendations on safe products that you can use. Watch those air fresheners. A lot of those things are toxic. They end up in your air. You end up breathing those things in. You can use essential oils instead. Wax candles, you can use beeswax candles. Do not use artificial wax candles. They are highly, highly poisonous. Keep a worksheet. Monitor your progress. You know, we have a special report available, Clobbering Cancer, Why Everything We Think We Know About Cancer Is Wrong, and How to Keep Your Loved Ones and Yourself from Having to Find a Cure. Finding a cure is a dead-end path. Preventing cancer is where you need to be. So if you'd like our special report, feel free to email us after the show at info@riobeintegrativemedicine.com. We'd be happy to send you the special report. It's got some worksheets and exercises that you can do to really start digging into the true causes of cancer and start reducing your cancer risks today. So a couple questions that we have. One is, again, why is our medical community not telling us about this? Why are we continuing to look for these cures? And again, it just goes back to our paradigm. This is just not what we do in our conventional model. And so we have to look elsewhere for those answers. Energy-based systems of medicine are always looking for prevention, always looking for root causes. Functional medicine, a field of integrative medicine, is always looking for root causes. And also the very powerful thing to know is that when we're treating those root causes, we tend to use more natural things. And so we're not exposing you to artificial and synthetic drugs and treatments. Now, remember that conventional medicine is critically important for certain things. If you have an acute life-threatening condition, you want to be in the hands of a conventional medical specialist, without a doubt. But you also want to be asking yourself, how did I get here and why am I here and how do I get out of here? What else can I be doing to treat my diabetes? What else can I be doing to treat my high blood pressure? What else can I be doing to treat my irritable bowel syndrome? And in my opinion, there's no such thing as irritable bowel syndrome. It's simply lack of looking for causes. We treat this so-called irritable bowel syndrome at our office all the time. We see malabsorption as a cause. We see infections as a cause, inflammation as a cause. And once those are treated, the irritable bowel syndrome goes away. So again, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call. We're going to be wrapping up our show today. And thank you so much for joining me today on Awaken Wellness with me, Len Riobandi, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. for our live shows. And you can hear our archive shows at 11 p.m. and on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. We'll be having eye-opening, mind-expanding conversations into wellness and disease prevention. We'll keep debunking myths, learning about cutting-edge research to help you and your family stay vibrant, healthy, and happy. Until next time, many blessings.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Riobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday mornings of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness8 and let us know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Riabay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riabayintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.